Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a bass line that feels like jungle meets VHS rave in Ableton Live 12. So think loose, swinging, a little unstable, but still tight enough to work in a modern drum and bass track. We are not building a sterile, hyperclinical bass sound here. We're going for movement, pull, character, and that nostalgic, slightly dusty energy that makes the groove feel alive. Start by opening Ableton Live 12 and setting your tempo to 170 BPM. If you want a bit more urgency, you can push it to 174, but 170 is a great starting point. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass. Then load up a drum loop or a chopped breakbeat first, because this style only really makes sense when it's sitting with the drums. That's a big beginner lesson right there. A bass line can sound amazing by itself and still fail completely once the break comes in. Always test it in context. Now let's build the sound. We want a clean low-end sub and a more characterful mid layer. The easiest way is to use two tracks, or an instrument rack if you're comfortable with that. For the sub, load operator. Turn on only oscillator A, set it to a sine wave, and keep it mono. This part should be simple and solid. No widening, no big effects, no reverb, no chorus. Just pure weight. You can play notes around F1 to G2 depending on the key, and keep the envelope fairly tight if you want a punchy, plucky feel, or a little longer if you want the notes to roll more. For the mid layer, load wave eatable on a second track. Choose a waveform with some edge, like saw, square, pulse, or something slightly noisy. Then bring in a low pass or band pass filter and give it a little envelope movement so the note has a clear attack, and then settles. This is where the VHS rave color starts to show up. You want enough harmonic content to speak through the mix, but not so much that it turns into harsh chaos. Now comes the heart of the lesson. The MIDI groove. Start with a one-bar loop and keep it simple. Put the notes on the grid first. Then push and pull them until they feel good. Think in terms of root notes, short replies, and syncopated hits that lead into the next beat. A really useful beginner approach is to use just one or two notes per bar at first, then add a small variation. Don't make everything equal length. Short notes usually work better here than long sustained notes. Leave tiny gaps. Let the line breathe. To get the swing, you can use Ableton's groove pool. Try a light MPC-style swing groove, something around 55-60%, and apply it to the MIDI clip. Keep the timing adjustment subtle. If you want more control, manually move a few notes slightly late for a laid-back feel, and maybe one or two slightly early for urgency. The key is contrast. If every note is shifted the same way, the groove can get mushy. You want the bass to lean around the drums, not drift away from them. A really useful way to think about this is groove pocket, not just swing percentage. You're trying to place the bass in a small pocket behind or ahead of the drums, so it feels like it's tugging the beat forward. That pull is what gives the line its energy. If you want to test whether the pattern is actually working, try muting the bass for one bar after programming four bars. Then bring it back. If the return feels exciting, the pattern has motion. Now let's add VHS-style movement. Put an auto filter before your saturation or distortion and automate the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Keep it subtle. Maybe start darker, then open it slightly, then bring it back down again. You can also automate the resonance, the drive, or the wave-eatable position if you want more evolution. The idea is to make the bass feel like it's warming up and cooling down, like an old tape reel getting a little more alive over time. After that, shape the tone with Ableton stock devices. EQ8 is your cleanup tool. On the sub layer, keep the fundamental strong and remove anything ugly or resonant if needed. On the mid layer, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If there's mud around 200 to 400 Hz, carve some of that out. Then use saturator to give the bass some physical presence. A little drive goes a long way. If you want a bit more grime, use redux or overdrive, but keep it controlled. The goal is texture, not destruction. For even more edge, a compressor with sidechain from the kick will help the bass breathe with the drums. Fast attack, release time to the groove, and just enough pumping to keep the track moving. Now let's talk about jungle feel. The bass line should answer the break, not fight it. Leave space for the snare. Don't cover the ghost notes if the break is busy. If the drums are already doing a lot, keep the bass shorter and simpler. In this style, negative space is powerful. Sometimes the hardest-hitting bass line is the one that leaves room for the drums to speak. If you want a little more life, add pitch movement. A small glide between notes, a short passing note, or an occasional octave flick can make the bass feel elastic and musical. Just use it sparingly. You want that pulled from tape feeling, not a random slide fiesta. One simple trick is to let the final note of a phrase pop up an octave, then drop back down on the next bar. That tiny gesture can make the whole loop feel more animated. To finish, think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. In a simple 16-bar structure, start with a darker filtered version of the bass, then let the full groove come in, then add a variation, and finally pull it back for tension before returning. Every 4 or 8 bars, change one thing: filter cutoff, distortion amount, octave, rhythm density, or note length. That tiny bit of evolution keeps the loop from feeling static. A few warnings before you move on. Don't make the bass too busy. Don't widen the low end. Don't over-distort the sub. Don't swing everything exactly the same amount. And definitely don't forget to check the full mix. Solo can lie to you. The drums, atmospheres, and bass together are what tell the truth. Here's a great beginner exercise. Build a 2-bar jungle roller bass line at 170 BPM. Use a drum loop with kick and snare, then make a sub with operator and a mid layer with wave eatable. Write the line using just the root, fifth, and octave. Add swing. Automate the filter, sidechain the bass to the kick, and listen carefully. Ask yourself, does it lean forward? Does it leave room for the snare? Does it sound like jungle and VHS rave, or just a generic bass loop? And remember the big takeaway. In drum and bass, groove is not just speed, it's placement, tension, and restraint. A bass line with jungle swing feels alive because it doesn't sit perfectly still. It leans, stutters, pulls, and glows. If you want, I can also turn this into a specific Ableton project template, a ready-to-program MIDI pattern in F minor, or a dark jungle bass rack with exact device settings.